The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
As you heard there in the news headlines, glorious weather all over the country for the next few days, certainly until Saturday evening. It gets a bit hazier and then cloudy with maybe a few showers on Sunday. But until then, it's going to be great. A little too great for some. We've had a weather warning issued from Met Éireann for tomorrow, certainly in the part of the country I find myself and elsewhere, because it's gone above 27 degrees. Alan O'Reilly is with me from Carlow Weather. Alan, why do we have warnings like this?
Well, hello, Kieran. This is based on the fact that my Met Éireann's criteria is based purely on certain, I suppose, limits or figures. So once it gets above 27 degrees and doesn't drop below 15 degrees, that's the criteria for their yellow weather warning. They don't really take into account, like, for example, the UK Met Office do. It's just based on actual criteria that is, you know, I suppose, certain limits.
Okay, so, like, to give them, cut them a break or give them their due regard, there's just certain parameters, and when they're met, when those boxes are ticked, the warning is issued. It's not kind of somebody very fussy over in Met Éireann and Glasnevin saying, I think we need a warning.
No, that's it exactly. To be fair to Met Éireann, that is the criteria. And exactly as you say, once certain parameters are met, then they have to issue the weather warning. That's as the system is designed at present.
Now, this is a yellow warning. And we actually spoke to Met Éireann earlier and they were talking about, you know, why they do this. And exactly, they put it the way you just did there. What they're always keen to stress is that there's differences between yellow, orange and red warnings. And often it's the media maybe who lose the run of themselves with a yellow warning when we shouldn't be. But It suggests that maybe we should just get rid of the yellow warnings altogether, because there's an argument it undermines the seriousness of the orange and red when they're issued.
Yes, and that's exactly the point I made when I shared that yellow weather warning on my social media earlier today was, and I've said this for a while now, we've discussed it previously, I think we should scrap yellow weather warnings, because quite frankly, when I've told a few people today that there's a yellow weather warning for warm weather, they've rolled their eyes at me is the normal response that I'm getting, Kieran. And I think that devalues the warning system and the fact that, you know, the warning system and naming of storms is potentially a very good thing, and it makes people aware and it can save lives. So orange and red warnings are for serious weather events. But if you look at Met Éireann's description for yellow weather warning on their website, it says not unusual weather, localised danger. So, you know, it's not unusual weather. So let's get rid of the yellow weather warnings. And then at least when a warning is issued, people will go, oh, we haven't had a warning in a while. This must be something worth looking at.
Yeah. And it's some of it as well. It strikes me around the language. I mean, somebody takes it and say, Kieran, it's not a warning, it's an advisory. But you go to the Met Éireann app and it's there under warnings. So, I mean, there's a kind of a catastrophic kind of feel to where you find it, the category heading, you know, in warnings, when really it's not much of a warning.
No, and they do actually issue advisories. So it's not an advisory. This is a warning, because to be fair, they do issue advisories generally in advance of knowing how serious a warning might be. So, for example, when we know there's a storm brewing that's going to hit us in 3 or 4 days, but we're not sure of the extent of it, they'll issue an advisory to advise that there is bad weather coming. And they're very good. But I think the yellow weather warnings just need to go. And like, obviously, warm nights, Kieran, are going to impact, you know, the elderly. Some people, I don't like sleeping in warm nights, but, you know, I'll get over it. I think most people will enjoy the warm weather. And I think it almost feels like that people think, and I'm not saying any stretch of imagination that Met Éireann are doing this, but it's almost like we have to have a warning to put down and not let us enjoy the few good days of summer that we're going to have coming.
Alan, listen, I'm going to enjoy it anyway. I hope you do likewise in Carlow. Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather. Ken O'Flynn, the Independent Ireland TD for Cork North Central, is with us as well. Ken, what do you think of that suggestion? Get rid of the yellow warnings.
Well, look, Alan, I think, you know, in fairness to him, he's a very sensible young man. And in fairness to him, I rely on him a lot for his long weather warnings when they come at the start of the year, you know. And he's not far out. I have to say, like, weather warnings are very important, in particular when it's the red or the red alerts or the orange alerts. I think the yellow warnings, so I just want to read you from the Irish Times, the quote Met Éireann, conditions may become very warm or even hot today. So that's the weather warning that we're receiving from Met Éireann. You know, I think there is a, you know, To me, I think, you know, when you see something like that, 27 degrees, it's warm out there. It's enjoyable. It's nice. God, I remember very good summers down in Ballyhaig and down in Yall Beach when it was like that, and we were all delighted and we're calling it a glorious day. I have to say to you, I was ringing around constituents this morning because I was doing my constituency calls before I go back into Leinster House. And I rang a lady who was in Portugal, one of my constituents, and she was on holidays in Portugal. I hadn't realised she was on holidays. And I said to her, how's the weather out there? And she said, it's glorious. It's 28 degrees, you know. So, you know, when did glorious weather and enjoyable weather, where you go out and you sit in your back garden, or maybe you barbecue a couple of burgers and a couple of hot dogs, become a weather warning?
Yeah.
And as I said, weather warnings are really important, in particular when you get bad spells of weather, such as storms, snow. And I think we all remember not too long ago when we had that very heavy snow, and there was no weather warning came because it came out of the blue and Met Aaron hadn't predicted it. So, and they came under an awful lot of criticism for that. I think we do probably have to move over to the UK standard of things. But I'll tell you what, the biggest shock is in Cork at the moment, and the biggest talk at the moment is the price of a 99. I have had text messages and calls about the prices of 99.
Go on, how much?
For two 99s were charged to one gentleman down in Cove, €8.90. That's the highest price I've had so far.
€4.45 for a 99. Yeah.
For a 99, so perhaps we should be discussing that and the cost of living than actually a yellow weather warning saying it's going to be a little bit warm today.
Well, I'm not sure if this was what Ken was intending, but I think the message there clearly is to go to the southeast, not the southwest, this weekend if you want to get a good 99.
There's also very cheap 99s down in Cork and Shanagarry as well. And I'm told here, my own town of Mallow, they're selling them for £2.50 in my local shop somewhere, you know. But that's the big talk. And nobody is complaining about the weather. Nobody is saying to me, God, it's too hot. And, you know, look, the reality is, I think this is a bit of nanny statism as well. You know, we have to issue this warning about this and this warning about that. And I think it's about time we were very sensible about these things, to be honest with you, Gary.
Sheena Mitchell is with us as well, the pharmacist, the owner of Total Health Pharmacy in Milltown and a podcaster on a Wondercare podcast. Sheena, you're welcome to the show. Good to talk to you. Do you think there's a value in the warnings?
I do. And I think I have a balanced view on this because I agree with Deputy O'Flynn that it's absolutely great to be sitting outside enjoying a barbecue and loving the good weather. And I think the one problem I have with people giving out about the warning is that, you know, we like to give out about anything that appears nanny state. And the word warning, as you said, might be a bit triggering. But actually, in reality, what this reflects is a very good public health initiative. So, OK, for the people who can, like I plan on doing tonight, sit outside and enjoy the fine weather. There's lots of people who can't do that and who are actually at health risk by this weather. So I know we're using the language, oh, it's a bit warm. You know, it's not a bit warm, really, when we're talking about what we are used to and what our infrastructure is used to in this country. Average temperatures in July are normally around 19 degrees. So Met Aaron are saying that they're going to expect it to go over 27 degrees in some parts. So, for example, this can be useful for people to be aware. Like if you have a baby in a car for even 10 minutes, that car can heat up 10 degrees. And if that car hits 40 degrees, then your baby's internal organs can start to shut down. Now, that's extreme. But you know what? The weather warning alerts us to the fact that it is really not safe to be leaving babies, dogs, anything in cars.
Does that just the weather forecast not just do that?
So I suppose I'd argue that I'd never look at the forecast because I don't really, you know, I kind of just expect the weather in Ireland to be a bit meh in the summer. So when something like this happens, we're not expecting it. We're delighted, but we're not expecting it. And what's more, our housing isn't kind of built to protect us from it. When we talk about places like Portugal and Spain, we're thinking of places that have fans, some places have air conditioning, the infrastructure is purpose built. Here we're living in houses maybe built in the 80s or 90s. Which don't have enough insulation to keep the heat out. We're overheating. We've a lot of people who take medication, which then puts them at risk of impacts from the heat. And a lot of people who are over 65 or who have young babies in those houses who actually aren't able to regulate their heat like others. And there's lots of people with health conditions that actually, if you know in advance, you can kind of be prepared to look out for your loved ones who are in a vulnerable health group.
But I mean, we weren't kind of large-scale bacon babies before we had weather warnings, were we?
Well, I don't know what the stats are, but there are some scary ones about, you know, about the infant deaths in cars. And, you know, temperature regulation is also an important contributor to sudden infant death syndrome. So whether we were or we weren't, factually, I can't highlight today, but definitely with high heats in our infrastructure does come health risk. And if you consider people with conditions like asthma, COPD, heart conditions, they're all going to struggle in this. So I don't think it should be taken as an indicator to not go outside and have fun. If you're fit and well, of course you should. You should stay hydrated. We have the highest risk of the highest cancer in Ireland is skin cancer. So lash the SPF on and do get out there and enjoy it if you're healthy enough to. But I think it's a good heads up for people, even if they've got someone who has dementia in their family, check in on them, because, you know, they don't always remember to manage the heat in ways that other people would.
Now, Ken, you know, the more Sheena talks, the more I think maybe you and me are just snowflakes getting triggered by yellow weather warnings.
I'm a child of the 80s, where, you know, you just got on with things and did things, you know. Look, can I say to you, how do you check the weather in Ireland? You look out the bloody window, you know. If it's too warm in the room, you open the door and open the window, you know. Of course, I agree. Absolutely, you wear sunscreen. Of course, it's very important to wear sunscreen. But most people don't need the state reminding them of that. Most people have enough common sense in their baby fingers to know, keep yourself hydrated, put on the sunscreen, and mind yourself, and wear a hat when it's in particular if you're thinning like you and I. So, you know. So
did you just suggest my hair is thinning, Ken?
No, well, there you go. I've been watching you on the telly the other night. But look,
that is a barbed cut. You wound me, Ken.
You're good at doing the old wounding for me at times, though. So, you know, I
don't really have much of a comeback. I find myself now when I have to buy in the sun cream, I have to go for the spray as well for the scalp to put on the little solar panel. Yeah, exactly.
Put on the hat.
Yeah, put on the hat as well. But let me put a final point because we're just about out of time. What about this? That, you know, that there are, as you say, most people are grand, but then there's a small cohort of people, and Sheena talked about them, for whom the warning might be valuable. And the rest of us, I mean, I'm all right, it might annoy us a bit. We think it's nanny statism. We can kind of just ignore it, though, and just, you know, buy a 99 for £4.45.
But look, thankfully, you know, we come from a great nation of carers and a great nation of people that look after one another and look after their neighbours. You know, and, you know, I know the point that was being made about somebody with Alzheimer's or an elderly person on medicine. I've seen people in Cork and all over the country that swing into action when they have vulnerable neighbours, whether it's in heat or cold. And thankfully, we still have a nation that's like that. But look, I think there's common sense there as well, you know.
All right. Listen, Ken, good to talk to you and enjoy the good weather. Sheena, you too. And Alan O'Reilly of Carlow Weather, he spoke to us too. Ken O'Flynn is an Independent Ireland TD for Cork North Central. And Sheena Mitchell is a pharmacist, the owner of Total Health Pharmacy in Milltown, and a podcaster on a Wondercare podcast. One listener says they moved to Phoenix, Arizona. Yes, we have aircon, but the low overnight was 32 degrees, the high 45. So I have to laugh when I hear the Irish talking about heat waves. 32 degrees low overnight. No thanks. Sorry. Do you know what drives me wrong? It's not weather warnings. It's when people go, is it almost too hot? I'd find myself suggesting it's too hot if the low was 32. Kathy says, oh my God, Kieran, not everyone loves this hot weather. I absolutely dread it. And clearly, John Banville, your guest, doesn't like it either. I want to be warned by Met Aaron because I will change my plans once the weather goes above 18 degrees. I suffer in the heat, so I am sure I am not alone. Well, Kathy, John was rejoicing in the news that the rain is on its way from Sunday, so you might do likewise. Thank you for the text.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.